Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Warriors of the Bible broadcast, calling all warriors to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Stay tuned for today's message. Warrior. This is the Warriors of the Bible broadcast. I'm your host, Brother James. So glad and so blessed to be with you again today to expound upon the marvelous Word of God and to prove to you that God is a warrior. Brothers and sisters in England, the United Kingdom, so wonderful to have you listening to me today. We're so blessed to have you. Brothers and sisters in Norway, what a blessing for you to be tuning in today. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Australia and in the Philippines, thank you so much for listening to the Warriors of the Bible today. We're so blessed to have the brothers and sisters all over Canada and the United States and any other place that they're not showing me here on the screen. We thank you that they're listening, and we're so blessed. As we get into the Bible study today, PowerWarrior25 at yahoo.com. PowerWarrior25. PowerWarrior25 at yahoo.com is the email. Drop us a line. Tell us how you like the broadcast. Again, we're just so blessed to have you with us today. And so we'll get right into the Bible study. And today it's more of me talking to you, speaking to you about an issue, amen, that I'd like to talk about. You know, there are so many Christian evangelists today and speakers and so-called apostles that I hear on the internet mostly and even on television claiming that the events and the turmoil on the earth in the United States that are happening today are the work and the predetermination of certain groups that are out there, secret societies, the Illuminati or Freemasons, the left, the extreme left or the extreme right. You know, there's a Christian evangelist, of course, you know, different religious groups in Christendom that are claiming that these groups are behind all the turmoil and the things that are happening on the earth today, like the COVID situation. A lot of Christian evangelists, Christendom, believe it was started by this Illuminati or the extreme left. Then one of the best ones I hear is it's the COVID is created to get Trump out, as if him being in or out, you know, is going to make a big difference in the events of the earth. And then I asked an individual lately, well, what would Donald Trump be doing so good or so bad or so important that they have to create a disease or a virus or riots or, you know, unrest, civil unrest to get him out? What is he doing so good or bad? And then the gentleman couldn't even really tell me. That tells you how the devil can just deceive anyone in that person claims to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Well, you know, well, he's doing this for us. He's going to save America. It doesn't make sense. So someone creates a virus, you know, or they do something like that, or the Illuminati's behind it. And you know, when you think about these things, it just doesn't make sense. If one guy gets out of office, the other guy gets in, you know, is it going to make that much of a difference? And the answer is no. So I'm not saying that these secret societies, the left and the extreme right, or the conservatives, I'm not saying that they don't exist. You know, I'm never going to say that there's not secret societies or anything like that. I'm not saying that they don't exist. What I'm saying, how could any messenger of Christ, so-called apostle, walking in the light of Jesus Christ, not recognize who's really running the show? I mean, it's not the left or the right, brothers and sisters. And if it is the left or the right, they're only being used of God Almighty to fulfill his plan. If these groups really exist, then look at what they're doing. They're actually fulfilling the one Bible that they do not believe in. See, you can't be part of the extreme right, whoever they are, or the extreme left, amen, and believe that God, the Lord Jesus Christ, is running the show in the whole universe, in your country. You can't believe that. You got to be one or the other. I'm not talking about, you know, not trusting God, you know, for a job, or not trusting God, you know, to manage your pain in your leg or anything like that. I'm talking about this is big time. This is big money. This is a big issue. Believing that there is other powers of darkness at work, that the Democrats are really behind it to get Trump out, or the Republicans are really behind it because Putin and the Russians are conspiring against the United States of America. And COVID was started by the Chinese and it got out of hand. It's dumb, but you can understand the demonic presence in the unbelievers and in the media, but you couldn't understand it in so-called Christian evangelists that are supposed to be walking the light of Jesus Christ. If these groups really exist, then they're just fulfilling the one Bible that they do not believe in. Amen. Today's message is entitled Secrets. What secrets? Exposing lies. Yeah, secrets. I mean, what secrets are you talking about? Amen. Exposing lies today. So, one of the best examples that I want to give you is this Alex Jones guy. I mean, everybody's heard of him. I certainly listen to his programs just about every day. If Alex Jones is out there, Brother James and the Warriors of the Bible broadcast listen to you just about every day. And I've been listening to you for years. And you're pretty good. Alex Jones, InfoWars. There's a war for your mind. You know, if you're not listening to him, you should go to the website, check him out, InfoWars.com. Now, this guy goes in and talk about conspiracies of our day. And he's very good. He's exposed a lot of things. But the trick is that it just doesn't add up with him. As he leaves out God's word and Bible prophecy and the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation and what the prophets said would occur in the end times, et cetera, et cetera. And then he'll drop an F-bomb, and in a second, talking about how he loves God and how America, you know, is God and God bless America and how this country is great, and then he'll get into talk about how Satan is behind all this, and boom, F-bomb comes out of this guy's mouth. Amen. And if you've listened to him, you know what I'm talking about. What the? Well, the F-bomb comes out because he has no relationship with Jesus Christ, and he's full of demons. But he's very accurate. And, you know, you don't call up his show and ever down Trump. Trump can do anything he wants to do, and he just will not down him. And I bet you here, October the 7th, 2020, that I'm recording this broadcast, amen, Donald Trump just gets out of the hospital now, being treated for COVID, and of course he's denying that COVID exists. You get treated, you can deny COVID exists and not wear a mask as long as you're going all over the world without a mask and saying, see, I'm not sick. But you go and get in the hospital for COVID and get treated and come out, the first thing you do is it says it exists, but he's saying it doesn't exist now, and he beat COVID, and yeah, well, you know, if you're listening to the headlines. And Alex Jones is right there saying he beat COVID, and this is a hoax. Now, see, the point I'm trying to make, Alex Jones is claiming that these groups are behind certain issues in the world. I'll give you a perfect example. The George Floyd incident, in which everybody's seen on the video, you know, and I got to tell you, this police brutality has been going on. It just hasn't been recorded. Now it's been recorded because of technology, okay? And the guy is getting beaten, and he's got the officer's got his knee on the guy's, George Floyd's neck, and he chokes him out, kills him, you know, which usually would happen if you put your foot on somebody's neck for a long time. The big thing is that they're saying there's another group behind it. Amen. They're not saying that this individual police officer or the individual criminal, George Floyd, or no individual should be given credit for their actions. And because there are certain groups behind these events, we have unrest in our country, we have civil unrest in the world because of the certain groups. Does that make sense to you if you are, you know, an activist or a politician? But if you're walking in the light of Jesus Christ, and I'm talking about Christendom, I'm talking about these so-called holy apostles and these groups that are behind Christendom telling you these things. Amen. So when we walk in the light of Jesus Christ, we know that it is an act of man's evil heart in cooperation with the demons that are producing what we're seeing today. You're listening to the Warriors of the Bible broadcast. I'm your host, Brother James, reminding you that God is a warrior, and our message today is secrets. What secrets? Exposing lies. All that is done in the dark shall be brought into the light through one entity only, the Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Nobody can orchestrate evil but Jesus Christ. And I'm going to stop right. I'm going to stop right there for a minute and explain what I'm saying. When you see evil being done in the world, like you're seeing now, and everything is spiraling to a climax that is fulfilling God's biblical word of prophecy like I've never seen before. And I just want to say for the believers, your hope is in Jesus Christ. We are not to be afraid of what's happening and what's going to come upon our earth. It's all predetermined by God's word. Now, what does that mean? It means that, I want to explain this very clearly. The reason that even believers in Christ, the apostles, Moses, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, the New Testament saints, all the Apostle Paul, and us can never get a sure grasp on the miracles of Jesus Christ and Bible prophecy is because God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost uses human entities, human avenues to fulfill his predetermined word, which was settled in heaven. Okay, let me give you a good example. God told Abraham, I'm going to take you from where you are, bring you to another place. Isaac and Jacob. But their lives, their human lives, would expire before they got to that place. The Egyptian woman drew Moses out of the water, and the word Moses, Moshe, in Hebrew means to draw out, which was God's plan for Moses to draw the children of Israel out of bondage, which he did because God told Abraham, I'm going to bring them into bondage. They're going to be afflicted, the children of Israel, but I, the Lord, will bring them out. And, of course, we know that God used a man. He used a human being. God used human natural methods to fulfill his supernatural word. Death is as most human and natural as you can get. That's why everybody dies. And Jesus Christ used the most human natural event, death, to show his supernatural power, the resurrection. Childbirth. God creates all human beings, but the way he uses it is through the most fleshly natural thing that man and women do. The intercourse between a man and a woman produces children. Even through fornicators whom God condemns, children are produced. Do you ever wonder how God condemns one thing but produces a beautiful child? Because he uses human events. Human events. He does not go outside of the humanity until it's called for. The human events that you see in the world today, which is murder, which is lies, which is civil unrest, which is racial hate, yes, behind all this leads to God's word being fulfilled, because God said before it happened, it was going to be this way in the last days. Nobody can orchestrate evil but Jesus. What Pharaoh did to the children of Israel was evil. Afflict them. And if he decided, I'm not going to afflict the children of Israel, then God would have moved upon him to do it. Romans chapter 10, I believe. But it's in the book of Romans chapter 10. For this reason, I raised Pharaoh up to show my mighty power, which means the affliction of the children of Israel was God's plan for them, but he used Pharaoh, a man, a human man. Amen. Nobody can orchestrate evil but Jesus. Now listen to me very closely. The devil and demons themselves cannot create. Now we say, well, the devil's doing this or the devil did that. But once you know God's word, you know in reality. You could put it any way you want. Well, it can't happen unless God allow it. Well, God didn't stop it. Well, if God didn't stop it, then he wanted it to happen. Oh, well, he didn't want it to happen. It wasn't his direct will. And his direct will, then you have his permissive will, and none of that's true. Nothing happens unless God has ordained it. Therefore, the devil and demons themselves cannot create. If the devil and demons could create, they would create themselves out of the lake of fire. Why would an intelligent being create scenarios for you, the children of God, or scenarios for the world, when the lake of fire is their eternal home? And the scriptures declare that they're not ready, they're not willing to go there, but they're going. So they cannot create. Jesus Christ, God the Father, is the only entity, along with the Holy Ghost, the Elohim, that creates. Now, you're listening to the Warriors of the Bible. Today's message is entitled Secrets? What secrets? Exposing lies. And that's what we're talking about today. Only God can do that. Now, if the following events are in the Bible, I said, people, if the following events are in the Bible, then everyone, everything, including the left and the right, the Freemasons, the Illuminati, the Democrats, they're destroying America. If they get in, they're going to destroy America. Really? The Republicans, if they get in, they're going to destroy this country. What? Who? What? Dead serious. All these entities, if these events are in the Bible, what you're seeing and what's about to happen and what's going to continue happening are in the Bible. None of these groups, including birds and chickens and any other created being, all of them are fulfilling the word of God. Now, what events am I talking about? Well, when you talk about the Democrats and the Republicans and the Illuminati and the Freemasons and the extreme left and the extreme right, whenever you hear people talking about what they're doing in the secret societies, amen, you come to the same conclusion. What are they leading us to? Well, economic collapse in America and the world, economic collapse. You mean the mark of the beast? You mean a caste society? Well, yeah. Globalism, the Illuminati, they want globalism. You mean a one-world government? Like Revelation chapter 17, chapter 13. Well, yeah, I guess so, yeah. If you want to put it that way, I guess so. The Bible says that. Jesus said that. St. John the Baptist. St. John the Revelator, yeah. Well, okay. What other events are all these groups leading us to? Oh, look at the racial strife. Look at the racial tension. It's worse than it's ever been. I don't see that at all myself, brothers. I see these Black Lives Matter protest. I look at it on my television. I don't know what kind of TV you have. I have a Sony and a Vizio, but when I look at it, I see like mostly like people of all races out there marching against Black Lives Matter. Like, then I see all these corporations and the NFL and all these different software corporations saying, you know, we should be united and they don't tolerate racial strife. I mean, that's not how it used to be in Martin Luther King's day. Well, yeah, Brother James, I mean, I know what you're saying, but they're leading us to divide us. You mean like what the Apostle Paul said? In the last days, the love of many shall wax cold? One of the signs of the last days, and that's not talking about men and women not loving each other, because they're loving each other like crazy in 2020. They're loving each other so much, they've decided to divorce. The divorce is at an all-time high, so they can go love other people. I don't know. I mean, that's what I'm seeing. Yeah, but Brother James, look what all of the Democrats are leading us to, and the Illuminati and the Freemasons. What they want is they want World War III. Yeah, they want World War III. Well, Ezekiel talked about that very clearly. When Russia comes down against Israel, the Bible talks very clearly about the beast, the Antichrist, coming on symbolic horses, the white horse. He brings peace to a world that is in turmoil. Then later on, the symbolic red horse from the world. Amen. And this happens during the tribulation hour. This is the symbolic gesture of World War III. Because we've already had World War II, die. Well, Brother James, I guess you're right. Now, remember what I'm saying. All these events and all these groups that you're talking about, these Christian evangelists are talking about, and the plot that all these groups are setting for us actually lead to God's word. Henceforth, due to the process of elimination to the 10th power times 5 minus 2 minus power of 10, everybody is doing what God wants them to do. Amen. Which brings me back to my point that I met. Nobody can orchestrate evil but Jesus Christ. The demons and the devil himself cannot create evil. Evil exists. Obviously, evil exists. And I'll get into it in another Bible study. What do you tell an atheist? Or what do you tell a Luciferian when they come to you, brothers and sisters, say, and they say, well, how can God be real? Look at all the evil in the world. That's for another Bible study. But all the evil in the world, in the average Christendom, the average Oral Roberts, the average, who's that guy down in Houston that's worth $40 million, Osteen. Oh, God loves you and God don't speak against sin. These other guys who are triple millionaires, holy cow, evangelists, T.D. Jakes. How do you get all this money and it ain't working nowhere? And where do you see that in the Bible? You're liars, but you're playing your part, so no one's going to move you. You're going to keep doing your own gay thing. Amen. Because you're fulfilling God's word. But, you know, what do you tell people who say that? There's no God because the world is full of evil. Well, Brother James knows what to say. That's proof that God is real. That evil exists in an exorbitant amount. You're listening to the Warriors of the Bible. Today's message is entitled Secrets. What secrets? There's no secrets. The light of Jesus Christ is exposes all lies. When you became a Christian, brothers and sisters, listening to me out there, the devil was exposed. When you got saved, when Jesus came into your life, the first thing he did is that he exposed the devil to you and to anybody around you in your world. Remember, your world is where you're at, who God puts in your world. And he exposed through warfare, trouble, trials, tribulation. Whether it be whether it was a month after you became a Christian, or a year, or whatever God decided before the world began was necessary for you, and going on right now. But let's just start when you became a Christian, because you lived in sin, and people knew you were a sinner, and wanted to know who you think you were. Now you're some kind of preacher or some kind of Christian woman, who you think you are. And the devil was exposed. That he was really behind all the evil in your life. He was influencing you, and you thought it was you only. You were going along with it. But not only to you, but he exposed the people around you, in your home that lived with you, in your neighborhood, at your job, whatever. Because you claimed to be a Christian, and a lot of us, all hell broke loose after a certain time, and you yourself didn't know what the heck is going on, but people around you saw, well, you're Christian now. How come you're having these issues? Isn't God going to solve it? And he did solve it, didn't he? But the lie, the hidden demonic powers, was exposed through you coming into the light. And, of course, you learned to fight the devil and win, to engage with the devil and win. But the devil, through Jesus Christ, used human beings in human situations. So we're talking about that today. And, you know, you need to be encouraged. The things that are happening on the earth are in the Bible. They're God's word. It shocks even us believers because we thought it was going to happen another way, but God uses human beings. So, listen, so wonderful to be with you today on the Warriors of the Bible. Thank you for listening to the broadcast. And until we meet again, may God keep you in perfect peace.